Have you considered how your time spent on social media, in front of a screen, or texting your friends is affecting both your physical and spiritual well-being? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is Redeeming Technology, A Christian Approach to Healthy Digital Habits. Learn more about Redeeming Technology at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Redeeming Technology. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We come to the end of a broadcast week on this Friday, October the 29th. A little game we'd like to play with our listeners. We've been listening to, and we have found among the great audio of our Issues Etc. guests, four soundbites for your consideration. Your vote will decide which of these four will be Soundbite of the Week. And when you vote, we just need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for that soundbite. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package that is an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listeners with the best votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number one, Josh Pauling, the style swaps of contemporary worship.
Style is not neutral. The style itself communicates something. It's such a key point to grasp. Everything we do in worship communicates theologically. So the real question then is what theology is being communicated through what's done in worship. So let's think through this for a moment about the types of things that change in contemporary worship, what I might call the style swaps of contemporary worship. So for example, out goes the sermon proclamation, in comes the TED Talk. Out goes the anchoring presence of Christ's altar, in comes the pulsating drum set. Out goes the logocentric and immovable pulpit. In comes the ephemeral, movable podium. Out goes the preacher, covering his own sinfulness with vestments. In comes the pop star wannabe. Out goes the communal permanent pew. In comes the individualistic stadium seating. These are not neutral swaps. They communicate something. Here's a few more. Out goes the tangible and sense-rich things like candles and incense. In comes the spotlights and cameras. Out goes the pipe organ, designed to accompany rich congregational singing. In comes the color-coded mic stands for the performers. Out goes the physical hymnal. In comes the transience of words projected on the screen. And in perhaps the biggest swap of all, out goes the pastor presiding over the Lord's Supper. In comes the worship leader directing the Spirit's moving. I think all those pairings that I created there really show us that, again, this is much more than just a style swap. Each of those changes communicate something theologically, but they really communicate something in the wrong direction, as such changes tend to undercut historic Orthodox doctrine about man, God, and salvation.
That's soundbite number one, Josh Pauling, the style swaps of contemporary worship. You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor David Ramirez responding to Jesus Repents Us.
A lot of folks do still pit the gospel and the scriptures against each other. Sometimes we are scared when we read a passage and it doesn't sound gospel-y enough. And so instead of accepting the word of God and saying, I'm the one learning from him, instead it is very tempting to twist the obvious meaning that is built upon the words and the grammar and the language that the Bible is written in, and to twist those things in into something that sounds more gospel-y. I saw it running around on the internet, people talking about how Jesus repents us. I just was thunderstruck about how silly that sounded. It just seemed like special pleading and being scared of how the Bible actually does command us to repent. Hey, in the sermon, if you want to say it's only because of the power of God that we're brought to repentance, and so this is all still Christ's work, sure, fine. But changing a command to repent into, well, this really doesn't mean what it says it means, that's really dangerous. That is being too clever by half. And what's so dangerous is that it changes the grammar that God gave us, the words that God gave us, because ultimately that's what the devil wants to trick us into, and that is that we're smarter than God. We're more gospel-y than God. We're nicer than God. We understand how to speak about the law and the gospel even better than St. Paul or Jesus himself. That's what you're implicitly saying when you start changing around the obvious meanings of words. But that's what people are doing when they're scared of the grammar and of the language and the message of Scripture. Do we need to go around correcting God's language?
That's soundbite number two. Pastor David Ramirez responding to Jesus Repents Us. 1-877-623-MY-IE to vote for that one. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Stephen White, answering the question, are pro-life Catholic bishops being partisans?
Some people think they have that reputation. I know John Guerin a little bit. He spent many years trying to convince people that this is precisely the case. It's easier for a lot of Catholics to say the bishops are being partisan rather than to grapple with the arguments that the bishops and the rest of the church are actually making on this issue. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card, right? If the bishops are being partisan, then we don't have to listen to them. If the bishops are being partisan, that means they're being unreasonable. But the fact is that the church didn't decide to defend human life because it's inconvenient for Democrats, right? Just like the Catholic Church doesn't defend immigrants because it's inconvenient for Republicans. The church defends life because that's what the gospel demands of us. And if that's inconvenient for politicians who've built their career on supporting the abortion lobby, that's not the church's fault. That's the politician's fault. As I said earlier, this culture war we're in, if you want to call it that, this situation where abortion has poisoned our politics, destroyed families, torn apart the church, caused division in the church, and let's not forget, cost 60-plus million lives since Roe v. Wade, that's not the fault of bishops. That's not the fault of defenders of life in the womb. That's not the fault of Catholic churches and other churches who stand up to defend these rights. The fault for that lies elsewhere.
That's soundbite number three, Stephen White. Are pro-life Catholic bishops being partisan? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Get ready to vote because soundbite number four is next, and after that we will take a break, and the break is a good time for you to call 1-877-623-MY-IE. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Jordan Cooper, the danger of the versus mentality.
What that really comes from is, unfortunately, a tendency within Lutheranism within the last century to speak not just in kind of both and categories, but in polarized categories. So, for example, as Lutherans, we emphasize the distinction between law and gospel. But it should not be understood as it's the law versus the gospel, as in the law is bad, the gospel is good. We have both. The law is good, the gospel is good, but they have different functions, they have different purposes. Same with something like the two kingdoms, the kingdom of the right and the kingdom of the left. It's not kingdom of the right versus kingdom of the left, so that the kingdom of God is good and the kingdom of politics and the cultural world, that's all bad and the church shouldn't worry about those things. That's a kind of versus one another mentality that's just really very unhelpful. And I would say it's the same thing that has occurred in our speaking of Christ extranos and Christ intranos. So that we have, instead of saying, yeah, we have Christ for us and Christ in us, and these are both beautiful and wonderful themes, and they're both biblical, but we understand that they have different roles. Instead of that, which is exactly what Article 3 of the Formula of Concord does rightly, we say, well, no, it's extranos versus intranos, and we know that extranos is That's kind of the Lutheran thing. So we've got to grab onto that and reject the other. We don't need to pit them against each other, just to say that these are distinctions. They're different, and we hold to those distinctions, but we recognize both of these things as wonderful, biblical, God-given truths. God has revealed it, and we need to be obedient and proclaim it.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Jordan Cooper, the danger of the versus mentality. You've heard all four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We'll take a break, and during this break, you can call and vote for soundbite number one, Josh Pauling, the style swaps of contemporary worship. Soundbite number two, Pastor David Ramirez, responding to Jesus Repents Us. Soundbite number three, Stephen White, our pro-life Catholic bishops being partisan. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Jordan Cooper, the danger of the versus mentality. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and your votes are next. Have you considered how your time spent on social media, in front of a screen, or texting your friends is affecting both your physical and spiritual well-being? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is Redeeming Technology, A Christian Approach to Healthy Digital Habits. Learn more about Redeeming Technology at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Redeeming Technology.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? Please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, October the 29th. We got four soundbites for you to vote for. Josh Pauling, the style swaps of contemporary worship. Pastor David Ramirez, responding to Jesus Repents Us. Stephen White, our pro-life Catholic bishops being partisan. Or Dr. Jordan Cooper, the danger of the versus mentality. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Let's begin with the vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul Milwaukee voting for soundbite number one over number two for soundbite of the week. Resisting the temptation of advocating a playoff series for revised presentations each, and instead justifying choice as directed, the perennial problem of what does the Bible really say and the defense of historical grammatical methods to answer is more important than modern church worship practices. Indeed, human reason applied to God's word may be the cause of some of the style swaps. Still, number one, clearly presented and succinct, the material before the swaps could be compressed, is, to my experience, original thought on a problem that is new, serious, and needs an early and forceful response in many churches, Lutheran and other. It could also be the basis of several programs explaining the reasons for the swaps and how to reverse them. A production gift.
Thank you very much for your vote. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Josh in Southgate, Kentucky says, I haven't really been looking into Lutheran issues or not. However, either Canon 915 or 1983 Code of Canon Law in the Catholic Church with Roman Rite is true or it's not true. There is no in-between. It clearly states that those who publicly oppose to what the Church teaches aren't to receive the Eucharist until they restore themselves in full communion with the Church via the Sacrament of Reconciliation or Confession. I have no indication that Biden, Pelosi, or others have gone to confession for supporting the moral evil of abortion. That's Vote for Soundbite number 3 from Josh, and thanks for listening in Kentucky. Deanna is voting in Pennsylvania. Soundbite number 1, excellent, clear, concise justification for why the historic liturgy teaches us who we are and how to approach the throne of grace. Great episode. Deanna, thanks for voting in Pennsylvania. Hillary says, my vote is for Stephen White. I thank God that the Catholics do not bend to abortionists and scientists that murder babies for research and production. Hillary, thank you very much for your vote. This comes from Mark in New Mexico. Mark says, happy Friday, and I hope you have a blessed Reformation Day. Once again, like all those sound bites, I have some difficulty in choosing one to vote for. Having come through broad American evangelicalism for most of my life, attending churches with many different styles in sound and appearance, I like soundbite number 1 very much. I thank God for having brought me to a confessional Lutheran church body where style is consistent and contributes to the confession. As far as the best soundbite, I was ready to give soundbite number 1 my vote until I heard soundbite number 4. I cast my vote for Dr. Cooper discussing the dangers of versus as opposed to and the distinction between in how we see and discuss some good things that we hold dear in our confession, like law and gospel. I agree with him that we need to recognize and ask for grace and strength to counter that polarizing tendency. Mark, thanks for your vote in New Mexico. Well, here's the winner according to your votes. Soundbite number 1, Josh Pauling, the style swaps of contemporary worship.
Style is not neutral. The style itself communicates something. It's such a key point to grasp. Everything we do in worship communicates theologically. So the real question then is what theology is being communicated through what's done in worship. So let's think through this for a moment about the types of things that change in contemporary worship, what I might call the style swaps of contemporary worship. So for example, out goes the sermon proclamation, in comes the TED Talk. Out goes the anchoring presence of Christ's altar, in comes the pulsating drum set. Out goes the logocentric and immovable pulpit, in comes the ephemeral, movable podium. Out goes the preacher, covering his own sinfulness with vestments, in comes the pop star wannabe. Out goes the communal permanent pew, in comes the individualistic stadium seating. These are not neutral swaps. They communicate something. Here's a few more. Out goes the tangible and sense-rich things like candles and incense. In comes the spotlights and cameras. Out goes the pipe organ, designed to accompany rich congregational singing. In comes the color-coded mic stands for the performers. Out goes the physical hymnal. In comes the transience of words projected on the screen. And in perhaps the biggest swap of all, out goes the pastor presiding over the Lord's Supper. In comes the worship leader directing the Spirit's moving. I think all those pairings that I created there really show us that, again, this is much more than just a style swap. Each of those changes communicate something theologically, but they really communicate something in the wrong direction. as such changes tend to undercut historic Orthodox doctrine about man, God, and salvation.
That's the winner this week. Soundbite number one, Josh Pauling, The Style Swaps of Contemporary Worship. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Deanna in Pennsylvania, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your shirt size and mailing address. talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who represent the church on active duty, the reserves, the National Guard, and Civil Air Patrol. Find out more about their work at lcms.org/armed forces, serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll study the church triumphant hymn, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, with Pastor Will Whedon. We'll have Pastors Brian Wolfmiller and Brian Ketchelmeyer respond to your unanswered Bible questions, and we'll visit with the authors of the new book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Wokeness. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.